a $37 million highway construction project near Evanston to protect drivers and wildlife, kicks off next year. That's next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Kemmerer Wildlife Crossing Project on U.S. Highway 189 in southwest Wyoming is on schedule to begin construction next year. The project is possible thanks to a $24.3 million Wildlife Crossing Pilot Program discretionary grant the Federal Highway Administration awarded to the Wyoming Department of Transportation and Wyoming Game and Fish Department back in December of 2023. Now, the project will likely see 5 underpasses, 1 overpass, and fencing improvements along a 30-mile stretch of the highway between Evanston and Kemmerer. YDOT Director Darren Westby says the project's design will identify crossing opportunities in the area that work best for animal behavior and engineering design requirements. Now, the project is on track to go out for bid in early summer of 2025, with construction expected to take 2 construction seasons, with a completion date no later than November 2028. Along U.S. 189, an average of 80 deer vehicle collisions are reported annually, although that number is believed to be underreported. This project will help the Wyoming Range and Uinta deer herds, as well as the Carter Lease pronghorn herd. Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce says wildlife and humans will greatly benefit from the project. She says mule deer and pronghorn will be able to move safely between seasonal habitats, reducing the number of animals on the roadway and increasing the safety of drivers on Highway 189. Now, beyond crash data, the project was the top priority due to projected future development and increased traffic along U.S. 189. This project also builds on existing wildlife crossing improvements completed along U.S. 189, including the Dry Piney and Trappers Point crossings. The Federal Highway Administration awarded more than 20% of the available pilot program federal funding for the project. The total cost expected to be $37.4 million. In addition to the federal grant and $4.2 million in YDOT formula funds, the Wyoming Transportation Commission, the Game and Fish Commission, the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust, and other nonprofits and partners contributed $8.8 million to fully fund the project. This has been The Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.